Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on how to stack weight onto a kick using groove pool tricks for jungle and old school drum and bass vibes. Today we're not just making the kick louder. We're making it feel heavier, groovier, and more alive. That's a huge difference in DNB, because your kick has to do a lot of work. It needs to anchor the rhythm, cut through the break, support the sub, and still leave space for the bass line to breathe. In jungle and old school DNB, a kick often sounds best when it has a little attitude. Not sloppy, not messy, just human enough to feel like it belongs with the break. That's where the groove pool comes in. We're going to use it to borrow some swing and motion, then shape the kick so it feels like it has more body underneath the hit. Start by loading a clean kick. You can use a drum rack on a MIDI track or drop a kick sample onto an audio track. Pick something with a clear transient and some low-end weight, but nothing too huge yet. We want a solid starting point, not a finished monster kick. Put it on the grid in a simple DNB pattern. If you're just starting out, keep it basic so you can hear every change clearly. Now duplicate that kick to a second track. This second layer is the weight layer. Think of the first kick as the punch and this one as the body. It should support the main hit, not compete with it. Lower this layer by about 6 to 12 dB so it sits underneath, rather than on top. This is an important mindset shift. Think in roles, not just layers. The main kick does the hit. The weight layer does the push. If both layers try to be the loudest thing in the loop, they'll blur together. We want reinforcement, not clutter. Next, open the groove pool and choose a groove source. For this style, a break-derived groove or a classic swing feel works really well. Drag that groove onto the weight layer clip. Then start with a timing value somewhere around 55 to 65%. Keep random low, maybe 0 to 10%, and use a little velocity movement, around 10 to 25%. You do not need extreme swing here. In drum and bass, tiny timing moves can make a huge difference because the tempo is fast and the drum arrangement is dense. If you push the groove too far, the kick starts sounding lazy instead of heavy. We want a little pull, a little lean, a little movement. If the groove source doesn't feel right, change the source before you change the settings. That's a big teacher tip here. Sometimes the problem is not how much groove you apply, it's the groove itself. Try a different break, a different swing source, or a different extracted feel before you fine-tune anything. Now let's make the kick feel heavier by nudging the weight layer slightly behind the beat. You can do this with track delay or by moving the clip a tiny bit off the grid. We're talking very small offsets here, maybe 1 to 8 milliseconds late, and maybe up to 10 to 15 milliseconds if the break is really busy and the kick is short. This is one of the classic DNB tricks. Keep the main transient tight, and let the body arrive just a hair later. Your ear reads that as more weight. It gives the kick a heavier pocket without losing punch. Again, small moves beat big ones. If it starts sounding dragged or lazy, pull it back. Now add EQ8 to the weight layer. The goal is to make room and shape the body, not overclean everything. Start with a gentle high pass around 25 to 35 Hz to clear out rumble. If there's too much click or edge, trim a bit around 2 to 5 kHz. If the kick feels thin, you can add a subtle boost around 90 to 140 Hz. And if the low mids get muddy, cut a little around 180 to 300 Hz. For old school jungle, a bit of low mid warmth can actually sound great. Don't EQ it into a modern clinic style kick. We want round, warm, and slightly dirty. The layer should feel like chest, not just sub. After EQ, add drum boss. This is where things start sounding more finished. Use it gently. Try a drive setting around 5 to 15%, a little crunch if needed, and be careful with boom. A small amount goes a long way. If the layer gets too soft, raise the level a bit instead of overdriving the device. Too much distortion can eat your low-end clarity fast. If drum bus feels a little too aggressive, you can also use saturator instead for a cleaner kind of density. The point is to thicken the body and add old-school character, not crush the life out of it. Now let's use groove pool velocity to add movement. If your pattern repeats, changing velocity a little can make the kick feel less flat. Try 10 to 20% and listen to how the layer breathes. You can even make the main kick more stable and the weight layer more ghosted and loose. That push-pull effect is really useful in jungle, because the kick can then dance with the break instead of fighting it. At this point, check the phase and the low-end relationship. This part matters a lot. Listen in mono for a moment. Compare the kick alone, then kick plus sub, then kick plus break plus sub. If the low end gets thinner in mono, your layers may be clashing. You might need to shift the weight layer a little earlier or later, shorten the sample, or reduce some low end content in the layer. Remember, the goal is not just more bass. The goal is a kick that keeps its shape when the bass line and break are both going hard. In DNB, clarity is power. A layered kick should reinforce the groove, not smear it. Once the kick layers feel good, route them into a drum bus or group them together. On the bus, keep the processing light. A subtle EQ cleanup, a glue compressor with just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction, and maybe a tiny bit of extra saturation is enough. You want the kick layers to feel like one instrument, not a bunch of separate parts stitched together too tightly. And now the real test. Put the kick in context, loop it with a chopped break and a simple sub note that follows the kick. Maybe add a basic bass stab or reese if you want. Listen to the whole thing together, not just the kick solo. A kick that sounds huge by itself can vanish once the break and bass arrive. In a jungle or old-school DNB arrangement, the kick sometimes needs a little more low mid-body to punch through the break, or a little less top to let the groove breathe. Try this as a quick practice loop. Build a 4-bar section. Load a kick and a break. Duplicate the kick for a weight layer. Apply groove only to the support layer. Set timing around 60% and velocity around 15%. Add EQ8 and drum bus. Nudge the layer a few milliseconds late. Then listen to 3 versions. Kick alone, kick plus weight layer, and kick plus break plus sub. Keep the version that feels most like jungle or old school DNB, not the one that just looks neat on the grid. Here's the key takeaway. In this style, a little rhythmic imperfection can be exactly what makes the track feel alive. You're not trying to make the kick perfectly modern. You're trying to make it feel like it belongs in a raw, rolling, classic DNB tune. If you want to go further, try making 2 versions. One tight version, where the main kick stays straighter and the support layer is subtle. And one looser old-school version, where the support layer swings more, sits a little later, and gets a bit more grit from drum bus or saturator. Compare them in mono. Compare them with different breaks, and listen for which one locks better and leaves more room for the bass. That's the sound design win here. Not just a bigger kick, but a smarter kick. One that has punch, body, groove, and enough personality to sit in a proper jungle or old-school DNB track. Nice work. Now go make that kick hit with weight.